caretaker manager Kim Harris is here after the 1-1 draw with Canvey. Kim, after a pretty difficult couple of days, that must be a good result in the end.
Yeah, it's a fantastic result on the day. I mean, the performance that the boys put in second half was fantastic. You know, the pitch was very difficult. Worked our socks off to get something out of the game, and you know, in the end, I thought we battled really well.
What was the atmosphere like in the dressing room before the game?
Very mixed, really. I mean, obviously the situation with Steve and the club is common knowledge now, and a lot of people have got a lot of time for Steve, including myself. He's a fantastic coach and really good friend, so obviously a lot of people are upset about what's happened.
Okay, on to the game. The first half, we probably didn't start as well as we could have done and gave away a bit of a sloppy goal. Is that the way you saw it?
Yeah, I mean, Julian says the bloke conned the referee on the edge of the box. He said he didn't actually make a tackle. The guy was going to the floor before, you know, on the turn. If that's the case, then he's done well to con the ref. But we had three in the wall, and Lance asked Jonesy to charge out and shut the ball down. Having said that, we should have kept with the three in the wall. I think he would have just stopped it, Jonesy, you know. So that was another bad decision, and it was a sloppy goal, yeah.
But of course, Mark Jones made up for it in the second half, and it was a much better performance then.
I thought Mark Jones was exceptional all the game. You know, he gets a lot of stick, the boy, and he takes it on the chin when he doesn't play, but his performance today was fantastic from everybody, you know, especially Mark Jones.
Okay, we don't have a game this week on Tuesday, so is that a bit of a relief, really?
Yeah, it is a relief. Hopefully we'll be able to use the ground for some training on Tuesday. There's a couple of knocks boys have got. Craig Rocastle's got a bit of a pull in the groin. Wingers is a bit stiff, but then you expect him to get to his eight.
Okay, and finally, next Saturday, we're back in Essex at Heybridge. Any words on that?
Yeah, that's a game that we'll be looking to win. I think we beat them quite well at home, you know, convincingly, and I don't see any reason why we can't get 3 points there, albeit it's the same personnel that are in Heybridge next Saturday. So hopefully, yes, and I, you know, thank everybody for their support today. Once again, you know, the Kingston crowd have come through. I know everybody's disappointed about Steve, but the crowd and the fans today were exceptional. I thank them for that.
Okay, thank you.